Hey y'all, who dat, and welcome in. I am Jeff Nowak, coming at you with a quick post-first round pod. This is going to be a sports talk, well, WWL radio fueled edition. I went on our draft show with Mike Detelier, Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas to break down the Saints' first round selection of Taliese Fuanga, the offensive tackle out of Florida State. Anyone who listens to this podcast will know, hey, this was my pick. 3 years in a row, baby. Got the mock draft correct. Now, doesn't always mean it's a good pick, but all I can do is get the picks right and have you prepared, and that's what I was able to do. So let's throw to that audio, and we will go through a lot. We'll go through the pick itself, our expectations. We got to chat with Taliese. We heard a little bit about what the process was like for him. Let's do it.
Now going to welcome in Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, who's hanging out at the Saints facility. Been there all day. How's it been going for you, Jeff, with going on in the world of the black and gold?
It's going good. I'm hanging in. How the Tex-Mex going over there?
Yeah, oh, you fantastic. Got
your fill? What? You shouldn't ask that, Jeff. Come on.
I just got to know. I got to live vicariously.
Oh, okay, well.
I don't want to brag, but my enchiladas were fantastic.
There you go.
Yeah, and he gobbled that up. Jeff is so fast, man. I almost had to get glasses, man. I was going to catch a spark.
So, Jeff, for you, initial impressions of the Saints pick, I know, hey, third year in a row, I got to give you some kind of award of being right in your mock draft.
Yeah, I got to toot my own horn here. Maybe some people should look at my mock draft because this is the third straight year I've gotten the picks right. I had Taliese Fuanga, and you know, we did four mock drafts. Three of them I picked him. The other one I traded down, so it wasn't really an option. But, yeah, I mean, this is the pick that made sense. I talked to Mike early in the week. You know, this is a guy who can walk in day one and be that kind of road grading right tackle that the Saints have kind of been desperately needing, you know, and it's a right tackle play, right? You know, you could look at this and say, hey, you want to get a left tackle, figure it out at right tackle, whatever. With Ryan Ramczyk's situation, I always kind of saw the right tackle position as a major need and one that you can figure something out with Trevor Penning, but you needed a body there. And you have to go in kind of feeling like, hey, we don't know what we're going to get out of Ryan Ramczyk. So we have to operate as if he's not going to be there, because what if he's not, right? And, you know, we chatted with Taliese here for about 20 minutes. He's very affable, right? He's a funny guy. You know, he was asked about, you know, how does he kind of, fulfill that kind of nastiness that you need as a blocker? And he said that he channels his inner Bobby Boucher, the water boy. And I'm still not sure if he realizes that Bobby Boucher is basically a Louisiana celebrity. He's like a Rocky. But it is kind of funny. And you can kind of see that in his play. Like, he's not he's not a guy that you would kind of meet and be like, oh, he's this mean, angry blocker. But then you see him on the field, and there is kind of this flip that switches. We saw him at the Senior Bowl. I got a chance to talk to him at the Senior Bowl. He was a guy that made a lot of sense to me then. So I really like the pick, obviously, considering it was my mock draft pick. I think they got the guy I don't know if they got necessarily the top target, but they got the guy they needed, and that's probably the most important thing.
Well, Jeff, you mentioned the Senior Bowl. This team keeps dipping into that well very often. It seems to be a breeding ground for Saints talent.
Oh, no question. And I mean, who knows to see? It's hard to say that he's going to be the only Senior Bowl guy they take, right? There's so many options that you could look at. Xavier Leggett's still on the board. He could be an option at 45. But no, I mean, this just makes a lot of sense. You know, it's kind of funny. We talked to him. He watched the draft in Oahu, right, with 100 family and friends all around him. And we're talking about, oh, are you going to be ready for the Louisiana Heat? And he said, yeah, I have an idea, because he trained with Brian Thomas Jr., who just got picked by the Jaguars prior to the combine. So there's some Louisiana connections going on there. And you know, I just think at the end of the day, there were things you needed to get out of this draft if you're the Saints. And it got there in a very weird way. It's the first time ever you've seen 14 straight offensive players come off the board. The Saints got the 14th one. And I think they kind of lucked out in terms of, you know, the Falcons doing crazy things and taking Michael Penix at number 8. You know, that pushes a tackle down the board. Sean Payton did him a favor and didn't take one of these tackles. I think this worked out the way it needed to for the Saints, for sure.
Jeff, looking at the position, obviously was one of need for this black and gold squad. You mentioned, not sure if it was their top target, but definitely somebody that was on their board very high. You look at also the pick of Byron Murphy going to the Seattle Seahawks. I thought that would be someone of interest for this team, mentioning, you know, beefing up the trenches. Overall, though, what do you think the general consensus is over there with the Saints media on this pick? I know sometimes everyone's either all in favor or against something, but it seems to me this is one of those picks I think it's hard to find anything wrong with when the Saints grabbing Fuaga.
Well, you know, it's tough because you put yourself in a situation where this kind of had to be the pick, right? And in another year where you didn't have these desperate needs at tackle, who's to say you aren't looking at the defensive board and saying, we can get the top defensive player we have graded, right? There was not a single defensive player that came off the board prior to 14, but the tackle was there, so you took the tackle, and you're going to be happy about the tackle. But, you know, it is tough. You look at guys like Dallas Turner, Quinyon Mitchell. I don't think cornerback was really ever in play, but Quinyon Mitchell is a guy who should have gone in the top 10. Right, Byron Murphy is a guy who should have gone in the top 10. Leitu Latu is a guy who probably should have been up there in the top 15, right? Or I guess he did go 15th behind the Saints. So, you know, it is frustrating because there are so many potential impact players that you kind of had to bypass. And, you know, they got to 14, and, you know, Ian Rappaport obviously tweeted they were listening to trade offers, and it does get intriguing, right? Because any team that's sitting back there saying, oh, we want this guy, we want this guy, all these defensive players on the board, you know, that would be an attractive place to move up to. It doesn't sound like they found the offer that they were looking for. But, you know, it's going to be an interesting draft to look back at in 3-4 years, because that's how long it takes to really evaluate these drafts. And I think there are teams in the back half of the first round who are stealing, straight up stealing Pro Bowlers. You know, Terrion Arnold in the 20s. That's crazy. You know, Brian Thomas Jr., I think, is a guy we're going to look at kind of like a Justin Jefferson in 4 or 5 years and say, how did he get to the 20s? Like, we're going to redraft this draft in 5 years, and he's going to be a top 10 pick, maybe a top 5 pick. But that's just how it worked out this year with all the quarterbacks, with all the tackles. Brock Bowers even going off to the Raiders. That was kind of a bizarre one to me. It's weird when you take a tight end, you don't really have a quarterback. You know, the situation in Atlanta is going to be fascinating to see how that plays out, because I don't know if Kirk Cousins was particularly thrilled about the decision to take Michael Penix. But no, I don't think it's hard to be overly critical of this pick based on the need, based on the value, based on where you're able to get him. You didn't have to over leverage your assets. I think if there's anything that you're happy about, more so than just saying, hey, we needed a tackle, we got a tackle, is the Saints didn't have to give up anything extra to go get him. Right? Because you looked at how the board was developing when J.C. Latham went off at number 7. It was like, ooh, if there's a quick run on tackles here, you might be kind of left out in the cold, and your only option is to ship out future picks or, you know, the 45 or whatever to go up to 10 or 11. You didn't have to do that. You still got your guy. That's a win, in my opinion.
And they didn't have to, if they were even thinking about, let's, you know, moving back. Well, Cincinnati takes Mims at 18. And Pittsburgh goes tackle at 20, so there was really – you couldn't feel good about maybe moving back a couple of spots because there's just too many – you might not get your guy, right? And you said, I think you're right. They just they got some help, you know, in that 9, 10, 11, you know, 12, 13 area.
With the quarterbacks.
With right, quarterback, yeah. Penix and yeah. Nix.
And both
and,
going.
You know, Odunze going, but he was probably going to go. So, yeah, I think you're right. It ended up how they thought it would. It just the route they got there was probably not the route they thought it would be.
Jeff, at least they got the F guy. Okay, how
they
many
did.
Times we talk
they
about
got an F guy.
It was one of the F guys.
Why are y'all so happy about it? I don't like that.
well, we're not calling games.
You and I have to try to say it.
I know. I mean, I thought we had it, and I was actually kind of teasing with him. I said, just pronounce your name. And I was like, whoa, we weren't close.
That's all the way wrong.
See, I've been trying to tell you guys, because I asked him this at the Senior Bowl. You know, it was funny, because I sought him out, because this is a guy from day one that I was like, this makes a whole lot of sense. And so I sought him out at the Senior Bowl. One of the questions I had for him, tell me how you pronounce your name. So that's been my advantage. Now, Olu Fashanu, I just learned how to say that correctly like 3 days ago. So I've been saying his name incorrectly the entire time, but I've had this one since day one. Basically, you just add an N. That's really all you got to do is Fuaga. You know, it's kind of rolls up the tongue once you get it going. Taliese
Tuilagi was crazy at the combine. They said it wrong too.
Oh, everyone's been saying it.
It was Taliese Tuilagi.
It's not even really right. I don't think it doesn't look right in the Oregon State media guide.
No, it doesn't.
I'm like,
they don't give you no help.
You had this guy for 3 years. What were you doing?
Well, I think it's like at a certain point you just have heard the wrong pronunciation so many times. You're like, whatever, it's close enough. Like he just doesn't strike me as a guy who really cares about that much. The interesting thing that he brought up is this was a surprise. He did not necessarily see this coming.
Yes.
He was not a top 30 for the Saints. They obviously got a good look for him at the Senior Bowl, so there wasn't a lack of scouting, a lack of data point.
Hey, Jeff, I wanted to go back to what you were talking about before Tampa came in, which was stunning to me that Taliese, the phone rang. I mean, Taliese.
You'll get it.
And so the phone rang, and he looked at his agent like, should I pick it up? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right?
You know, I mean, because that's how surprised he was.
Well, he thought it was spam. That's what it was.
He saw 504. What's
that? That's how surprised he was.
Is that in the United States 504? You know, because, I mean, okay, you West Coast guy, Hawaii, Oregon, 504, where the hell is that?
Right.
But it goes to show you, and I told a prospect this yesterday, all this stuff about, I met with a certain team and I met with a certain team. I said, I'm going to tell you right now.
Smoke and mirrors.
That a lot of times does not work out. That, okay, you just heard him when he came on with us. His deal is, I saw him at the Senior Bowl, a little bit at the Combine. That was it.
Yeah, and Jeff, I think it is kind of telling of, you know, when I say, I don't know if maybe he wasn't their top target in terms of a tackle, but when we talked to Mickey earlier today, right, he said, you know, there are 14 guys we love in this draft. And that's not always the case when you draft at 14. You might not have 14 guys that you love in this draft. You might have 12. You might have 10, and then you got to make a move. I think this is just a case where, you know, you don't know how it's going to shape out. Deuce, you were talking about this. You don't know how it's going to shape out till you get there. And so, yeah, maybe you didn't take as much time as some of the other guys, but this is a guy you scouted, this is a guy you really like, and this is a guy you ended up with because you kind of held serve and did the sensible thing, which was fill a need and take your top target that's still available.
And I think he's a starter day one.
I agree.
I think he's a starter day one.
Jeff, you've been rocking and rolling with these mock drafts. Like I said, you had Fuanga, and last year you had the Saints' first two picks with Brazee and Isaiah Foskey. So who you got tomorrow, number 45 for this team?
Keon Coleman, baby, if he's still on the board. I like it. I think wide receiver is a need.
I know where he grew up at.
I don't think he's going to be on the board.
I agree, but I also didn't think Fuanga was going to be on the board.
I know where he's from.
I think that he will be gone. I am thinking that they trade down maybe a couple picks to pick up an extra pick.
And, guys, the Arizona Cardinals have just selected, man, a guy I really like, Darius Robinson, defensive end, defensive tackle from Missouri. Deuce, my comparison to him, Wayne Martin.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks just like Wayne. And Wayne was a kind of multi-position guy also. He played defensive end and defensive tackle at Arkansas. So, man, the Cardinals, to come up with Darius Robinson, he's a favorite of mine in this draft class.
Thanks again, Jeff, for joining us. And I'll be talking to you again tomorrow from the Saints facility.
Sounds good, y'all. Have a marg on me. All right, y'all, that's going to wrap it up for that quick post-draft segment. We'll have a lot more content coming at you. I'll probably record something quick in the morning, but I just wanted to get something out on the feed as quickly as possible. Thanks everyone for listening. Who dat? This is Inside Black and Gold. Make sure to rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You'll be hearing from me soon. All right, peace out, y'all.